quickly approaches a book that would surely make America's founding fathers proud. Maybe laugh a little bit, too. The author of Gadget Nation explains why the freedom to go after your dreams can lead to some pretty wacky inventions.
Hi, I'm Steve Greenberg, and I am the author of Gadget Nation. It's a book all about offbeat gadgets and the inventors behind them. It's kind of a fun look at a kind of a strange, bizarre slice of Americana. So many of the products that we use every day are go back to some individual inventor. Sure, a lot of them come from corporate inventors, and that's a different story. But things like whiteout, the paperclip, the bobby pin, all those things are individual inventors. America is really about coming up with an idea, a little ingenuity, hard work, being an entrepreneur, and making something wonderful out of it.
It was back in 2004. This particular night, I got up, went to get a drink of water, and when I came back to get in the bed, I turned and ran into the end bedpost on our bed, and I laid back down in the bed that night, and I said, why don't I just invent some bedroom slippers that have headlights on them? Got up the next morning, and that's how it got started.
I would hit the snooze button on the alarm clock every day for a couple hours and never be able to get myself out of bed on time. The first thing that came into my mind was to create an alarm clock that would actually run away from you. And then the idea is that you actually have to get out of bed to look for it, and in that process, you wake up.
Some of them, like my book profiles, are kind of silly. They're not going to save lives necessarily, but they do represent things that people want.
I needed to come up with a solution to an everyday problem, which is bird poop, because I enjoyed having the birds out of the cage with me, and Mark got tired of seeing the poop on my back and all over the floor. We knew that the solution that we thought we'd come up with for our own birds was actually going to have a much more mass appeal than we originally thought.
And if you come up with a talking toilet paper roll, to risk your 401k or your kid's college fund over a product like this, I guess takes guts. And they really are about America. They really are the spirit of America.